Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans chapter 15, the verses 1 to 7. Romans 15, 1 to 7. We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about this thing, about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ did not live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory. My theme for reflection is the strength to bend, the strength to bend. A few years ago, I tried assembling a bookshelf with no instructions. The pieces looked sturdy, and I thought I had it figured out until the moment it collapsed under its own weight. The parts were strong, yes, but without proper support, nothing held together. That image came to mind as I reflected on Paul's words in Romans 15, 1-7. The church, like that bookshelf, is not just a collection of strong parts. It is meant to be a structure of mutual support, carefully joined together by the grace and patience of Christ. Paul's message is clear and countercultural. Real strength is not shown by asserting your rights, but by bearing with the weaknesses of others. It is about using your maturity not to dominate but to build. We who are strong, he writes, have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. The strong in faith are not called to press the advantage but to kneel low in service. The goal is not to win debates, but to win hearts, to build others up into the fullness of Christ. This is not easy. It requires a kind of humility that does not come naturally. But that is precisely where Christ steps in, not just as a model, but as the power behind our transformation. Jesus, Paul reminds us, did not please himself. Instead, he bore the reproaches meant for us. He chose the cross over comfort, solidarity over status, and reconciliation over rights. In Christ, we see that love bends low. Love makes room. Love listens longer than it speaks. The philosopher Nicholas Walterstorff once wrote, "Justice is what love looks like in public." If that is true, then what Paul is describing in this passage is a public love, a love that transforms individual conviction into corporate compassion. It is a love that dignifies difference, that makes space for the struggling, that welcomes not only the like-minded but the spiritually unsure. In a time when cancel culture and polarization shape our public imagination, Paul's call is both deeply challenging and desperately needed. But where do we find the strength to bend? Paul tells us that the scriptures themselves were given to build us up through endurance and encouragement so we might have hope. Hope in what? hope in God's ability to unite us despite our differences into one voice that glorifies Him. The harmony we seek is not manufactured by our effort alone. It is granted by the God of endurance and encouragement. So what does this mean for our communities today? It means that our churches should be places where both the strong and the weak in faith are welcomed and edified. It means surrendering our preferences for the sake of another's spiritual good. It means treating one another not as opponents to overcome, but as family to carry. And it means pursuing unity not for its own sake, but because it brings glory to God, the one who has welcomed each of us through Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas might God be calling you to lay aside your preferences in order to strengthen someone else's faith? Number two, how does your treatment of others in the church reflect the way Christ has treated you? And now our practical exercise. Find one person in your church community who seems discouraged or isolated. Reach out to them with a simple gesture of encouragement. Send a message, share a meal, or offer prayer. Let your strength become their support. Gracious God, we thank you for the strength of Christ who bore our burdens and welcomed us with open arms. Teach us to walk in his footsteps, not to please ourselves, but to love others with humility and peace and grace. Help us to bear with one another, to speak words that build, and to pursue unity that glorifies you. May our lives be a reflection of Christ's love and a witness to your enduring love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.